Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I want to welcome all of you to one of our fun last nights of our Sundays. We're going to be taking Sundays off. I know that we had a little bit of a delay tonight getting in and a lot of bit of other work. We do have a lot of great shows on Sundays, and we have chose, me and Kelly and a few of our others, to give you guys one day off from all of us and to give us a day that we really don't have to help with everybody on the radio and also help ourselves to a little bit of more fun, and we can find some more variety. I am going to give out a little bit of the what's coming up in October for all of you. Let's start out with Mondays. Mondays has got Kelly giving us destiny card readings and working with each and every individual on healing, working with them how she can and help you and get a hold of you if you need to do one of these phenomenal coffees with the Organo Gold coffee with the mushroom. Please get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907. She is helping people right now start their own business. If you'd like to start a business up with the computer, have yourself an internet site, able to sell right off, start within few minutes after talking to Kelly, go ahead and call her at 719-289-4907, and she can get you started in a business for a very affordable price. And one of the really great things is you can be selling healthy, beneficial coffee and chocolate and tea to individuals within minutes after doing it. Anybody who knows how to go ahead and market this idea, please get a hold of Kelly. And the idea is that we help others. We have also, as we go into Tuesdays, Pamela Cummings. She's been here for a while, our musical, psychic, phenomenal, gifted lady who's helped many of people. And right now, we're all looking at getting into the directory. So if you know, if you guys are stopping on Tuesdays and you hear Pamela, turn around and come right back Wednesday, because Wednesday we're going to have doubleheader. We've got Wednesday nights with Dina Flanagan and Barry Hogan. Barry Hogan is an individual who has was passed on to the other side and was in Afghanistan, and two times went flatline. Flatlined out and then flatlined again, stayed on the other side, came back, has a psychic ability and gift to help others be able to do what he does best, and that's to help other people. After Barry, you turn right around, you got another hour of it, and you've got Dina Flanagan. Dina Flanagan is a 25-year experienced psychic who was born with a gift, has utilized her gift as a medium and psychic to help many of people and a lot of individuals. We had a really pleasure last night of getting to hear her. That was a lot of fun on the show. Also, Joan Lawson was on, and one of our special guest stars, and both of the two ladies did a very phenomenal job. So I want you guys to tune in Wednesday nights. Well, then you turn around and you go to Thursday. Thursday is even more intense. Now we're talking Aurora Rose from Aurora Rose Psychic Show, Aurora Rose on the radio, and more known to all of us from Kentucky. Aurora Rose, one of the most phenomenal psychics in the world today, out there doing and helping each and individually everyone she can. Then if you're really into it and you still want to go another hour, we have a double psychic Jethro of the family. We have Jethro's son on Thursday nights. Psychic Ryan Smith is on, and Psychic Ryan Smith will do another hour right behind that. Also born with a gift, very gifted psychic, very phenomenal 20-some-year-old man who also is working on the fact of raising his own children, raising the children and in the way of metaphysical. We'll be discussing different topics there. Ryan will be giving out readings, and those of you who really would like to get those readings, make sure you get a hold of the 719-289-4907 for the Destiny cards, 620-660-8294 for Psychic Ryan and the readings. Then we continue on right there. We've also got another intense one, because we go right back into the night of Fridays. Friday night is Psychic Jethro and Amy Cavanaugh. Amy Cavanaugh, as we all know, has been involved in this with us for the last couple months, doing psychic classes, talking Reiki, working with other energies. One of the phenomenal things, those of you who would like to call in on Friday, 773-897-6461. Whatever topic we pull out of the hat will be the topic we discuss. And this week we have a very special guest star. We have Reverend Jay from Florida. We'll be on the show with Amy. Spiritually, we've got some of his music. We'll be playing that and honoring the work and the gift that Reverend Jay also does, some poetry, some other work. We're looking at our honorary poetress, and that is Jay. I can't even talk tonight. And that is going into our work with it is Jan Drake Bakke, and she is our phenomenal poetress. You know, going into everybody else and everybody going into the time that we've got right now is a lot of people on PsychicsGoneWild.com. If you haven't had a chance yet, look over there. We've just got this started this week. It's our official PsychicsGoneWild.com site. So you do it just like that, all one word, type it in, go there and check out our site. Let us know. You've got a part where you can do a submission and let us know what you think of the site. We've got pretty much almost everybody on there that we can. We put our special guest stars that we've had through the last year of this show. One of the excellent parts I'd like to welcome everyone to to, and that is, as you're going into that, make sure you check on Saturdays. Look at some of the psychic guests that we've had. Psychic Jethro will be on, Isaiah will be on Saturdays with those special guest stars. We have added quite a few people. We're looking at this week and adding on as we go into October, our first Saturday night, one of the most phenomenal ones we've got, and that's one of our guests will be on, is we will have Patricia McClain. She will be on from the writer of Cosmic Conspiracy. Those of you who have had a chance to read this phenomenal book, get ready. She has read people like Goldie Hawn. She's read to the likes of some phenomenal people in Hollywood and so many numerous dimensions. We will be discussing and talking with her about her books and her tarot books. And let's not forget all of the work that she did through the years in Hollywood and other areas helping with the psychic ability. We are fortunate to have her on. She will be on the 4th, which is falls on a Thursday. So Thursday, be ready. Going into the other part of the energy, we've got Psychic Celeste. Medium Celeste will be on, and she is helping randomly through there. You never know where we're going to pull her up and surprise you guys that when she comes on, and she'll be from Sedona, Arizona, helping and giving out some a little bit of knowledge, information, and working with all of us on that. So we've got quite a few, a little bit of it. I do want to get to this phone. We've had a person that's been waiting since we started. There's a couple of you who got in a little bit early tonight, and I apologize that we had technical difficulties. But that's what happens on Blog Talk Radio. One of the really great things that we welcome and I always have with everyone is that we have and will be working towards getting new and improved listeners and new and improved, obviously, guests. So just tell your friends, get them to come and listen in to 773-897-6461, New York. gate@AOL.com is who we need you to tell them. You need to write and say, Psychic's Gone Wild is a great place. Psychic Jethro, all of the other psychics, Psychic Ryan, Psychic Celeste, Amy Kavanaugh, Pamela Cummings, Kelly Casey in the birth cards, and all of us are. You can pick up to 25 psychics to put on that directory, and it helps us continue to give you this great service. So we want to thank all of you and let them know that you do enjoy us. They're asking for the most favored ones. Your healers, make sure you put in for Kelly and Amy, who are healers also, and Aurora Rose. Aurora Rose has also been known to do a lot of healing to help others with her abilities. So 347, you've been patient. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. It's a laid-back Sunday. Do you have a specific question for me tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering when I was going to meet my lover, when I was going to meet a lover in my career.
Sure. Good, no problem. I thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro, and your first name is?
Chadwick.
Okay. Chad, I'm glad you called in, and I'm picking up the guides are telling me with you that your lover and your next energy that you've got here going on is that I feel like you just went through a relationship and you're kind of a little bit clouded right now. You're ready for a relationship, but things are a little odd where you are.
Yeah. And, like, do you see any kids, like, you know, any kids coming soon from you or any like that?
Sure, no problem here, Chad. But I am.
She was pregnant. Well, I was like, I don't know. I mean, she might be pregnant. Well, I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
It's okay, Chad. That's what the cloud. You got a lot going on there, man. You've been a wild man again. It's good to hear from you, Chad. And it's just like I've got all this energy going. And what they're telling me with you is that they're telling me that this person, I do feel that she is. Wasn't certain with the pregnancy, but I don't feel that she is pregnant. That's what they're telling me. The guys are telling me that to kind of find out that she was having a little bit of stress. Her cycle's a little late. She's kind of a little bit confused. It does seem to be that in relationship and love with you, that you two, I do feel like you two are going to kind of get back together and work it out. You're going through some kind of odd stress that's not even making sense. It's not only your energy, but it looks like, I feel like that she's clouded. She's not sure whether she's coming or going, and she has other people right now trying to tell her what to do.
Yeah, I kind of figured that too, yeah.
That's what I'm feeling here, and can you say her first name for me?
Lachey Clark.
Okay, what I get here with her is I get with Lachey, when the guides are getting permission to go read, is that she is pretty much cares for you but can't make up her mind. And the guys are kind of pushing her right now to get some things kind of handled. She's got a sad situation of what's going on. And I do feel that you still care for her. I feel like there's still emotions here.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. And that's what they're telling me. The guys are telling me that you two are still working on it. You know, going on with the other energy is that it's also telling me that you're going to be really going into the real wild part of it, and that is that no matter how you look at everything happening, you're still dealing with some other energies here. The relationship with her is not done. The guys are telling me that I see you two working out, going into some other parts together, and I also see you eventually being able to handle some of the sadness that you were looking at with her, and that seems to be... There's something going on here with her that it's like she wants to be with someone, but she really doesn't.
Is it me or is it like somebody else? That's what, I don't know. Because I know she talked to other people, but I don't know like if I should be worrying about her talking to other people or I should just be like whatever. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel you should be worried too much. I feel like it's kind of a confusing thing with it. I feel like she cares for you, but I do feel like that you two are still going to be together. I also feel in your career, when we're talking with the energies, you're at a point in your life where there's other things happening again for you that has taken off a very strong part of your life, and part of that is to get things handled in a situation that you can handle everything. You're not really getting yourself... It's like where you're at is not working for you money-wise. It just seems like you're in a just over broke place.
Yeah. That's
what they're telling me. And I feel that you're pretty much looking at a work of what you like to have happen is you'd like to be able to get yourself into a site where you could get yourself up and make some financial decisions, and then it could also go into it.
Yeah, I wanted to make, like, my own business in clothing or something like that, but
I think you'd be good. I think you do well in the clothing selling things. I see you also doing, Chadwick, that you also have some other work that's happening for you. It's getting a little bit of it. You're like the guy who goes out and you start out by picking up a few items and you sell them on eBay. Then you can get them to be rental ones. You get name brands. They're telling me that you're going to be... Now, am I correct? What I'm seeing is, I said that you're able to style accessories, that you're looking like opening a place that where you're at that's going to be able to sell close to people that's accessorized, but they're affordable.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking that too, because I know some places get close below and buy them.
I see that. I see you doing that. You know, and that takes a little bit of working together with names and a little bit of overhead and that, you know, that smooch to get in there and talk with them and get things happening. But I can see it very possible. But I also see you really going into getting some things there together. You do have a little bit of business on you that you've been able to handle through the years of some other stuff, and you can use that on your paper. I see you kind of working with it. You know, a lot of people right now are trying to get businesses that are on the computer. I keep seeing that, you know, e-commerce, putting out a little bit of work of it. You know, look at the people who sell through eBay. You know, you do very well in that area.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff I'm trying to sell too, I'm a good fashion designer. Like I have a little sketchbook and I've been putting stuff together, and I don't know. I just
cool.
I want to travel the world. At the end of the day, like when I turn like 30 something, I want to be traveling the world or something like that.
Rocking. I can see you with your. I can see with your names and your other energies that you have some really good stuff going there. This. Your name, that's what I was getting, name brand. I also see you able to do this stuff with it together. We've got to get you a little bit of a kind of an investor, somebody you can trust that's going to be able to work with you, do a little of the making, the stuff that you've got. Get your
There's a mentor. There's a guy. There's this guy that wanted to help me out. His name, he's like a Buddhist or something like that.
Yeah.
He like speaks wise, yeah. And he's like spiritual. I don't know if I should like. If I should meet up with him, like I think I should, but I just always never find the time. Like, you think I should meet with him?
Oh yeah, I do, and that's what they're saying. And they're telling you, take the time; it's worth it because you also then it gets you into the path where you and him are working together. Gets you the time, gets things set up. You've got some really good stuff that, you know, the world does this in music, this does it in artwork, and please, you guys, believe me, I've done this a long time. When you've got a great, phenomenal gift and you're sitting there, the angels sprinkle that out like within a 4 or 5 steps. So here's like a good example. It was here I was, we're going to write a book. There was 2 other psychics going to write a book. We ended up writing books. Now, they ended up being our stories and totally different, but there was 2 others that didn't, and now that time has passed. Same thing with you, Chad. We want to make sure you get in there, get those things done. You've got some really good designs that would make your money. And one thing fun is you could be in Paris, you go to New York, you get to see these places. You get to be out there on the strip, you know, when they're doing the walks, and it's your name. What I also see happening is that, you know, then you're working with some people who are wanting your name and working together. Just make sure, and this is the thing, that you don't, you know, when you go into it, you talk to them, but you keep those ideas until they're actually some paperwork signed, and you give them just enough to make them realize that you are good, but don't give your ideas away. There's too many crooked. I do feel this guy Buddhist would be good for you.
Yeah. That sounds like something I've been waiting to hear for a while now.
That's what I'm feeling, and we got to get you on it. You know, you've got energy, and I'm not being mean to you. I'm a very blunt person, but we got to make sure with you, Chad, that you get yourself out there, because you're grabbing on and you're living the life and you're enjoying it. And you've got your woman, and you got your energies. Now you got the love thing going, spinning you around. Remember, with that, get that chart done. Get that birth card. Get a hold of 719-289-4907. Tell her, I need to get with you and get a destiny card chart so you know what's going on. Your birth chart can tell you so much. I can tell you of a lot of famous people who use the psychic and astrologies, because that's how they find out when's the perfect time to get in. You don't want to miss your mark. Right now, we're coming into October 15th, and that is a very strong time that all the transitionals are going back in. We've got other plans going backwards. If you miss your time, then you're sitting here struggling. Right now is a time very financial. Do you have any Scorpio in your chart, Chad?
Scorpio, I don't know. I'm a Virgo. I was born 09/20/1991.
Okay. Now we'll look at this in rising, going through the energy here. I feel like you have got some transition, probably your midheaven. This is why all this relationship and why you've got, you know, is the girl pregnant? What am I doing today? And you're all going wild. And, you know, and you just being the hot man and going out there being wild. And what we need to get this going is we need to put that passion energy in to get this career, because you're very creative. You're very good at this other part of design. We get that flipped in here, and all of a sudden all that business starts kicking for you. And then the money starts going in towards manifesting towards you. So, I hope I've helped you, Chad. We got to run, you know, and keep following us and hang in here. We're going to keep the press.
Yeah,
me and Amy, I remember you when you called me an Amy show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you, Chad, and we are working on helping everybody. Remember to go ahead, you guys that are coming in. This is our laid-back Sunday. This is our last Sunday. So all of you who are doing this, remember to follow us through the week, Monday through Saturday, because that's when we're doing this. Sundays is the last one I'm doing here for a while, because we're trying to help. And what we really want you guys to do is to get a hold of us, me at jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net. And get yourself an email reading or a phone reading. Pick up a little bit of it. I am working on psychic classes. I have a lot of people who right now are getting in. We have a real fun one that we're working with, reading the playing cards up into doing toning. We also have some ones that have been working with me. I am going to be doing some special tarot readings for those of you who want to try that on classes. Psychic defense, any class that you want to call and write me, we can do it. One thing I really love about and have been working with a lot of individuals is I want to be working at the psychic lines. Well, get a hold of me. Let's get you in. Let's get you trained. Give you 8 weeks on it. I flip you out there. I give you a certificate paper signed by me as a reverend. I also give you the other part of what we want is we get you sitting there making that money. So push that button. Do the psychic class. You're not going to regret it. The really excellent part is I'm here with you. I'm working it through. And I give you and send them, and then I spend half an hour with you over the phone. Or as we call Skype, you want to do it that way, I'll sit there with you on Skype. I prefer it because I can see you. Half an hour, we work with you. We get you lined out. We get you out there. I've had a very good experience, I can tell you, from 3 of my other students who've done psychic work later and went on and done lines and done the work. And it is some money. You know, you're out there and you're making a couple, you know, you can go from a couple $100 a week to a couple thousand, depending on how hard you want to work. It isn't easy. I'm not saying it is, but I'm telling you that you can get out there and really do it. And the fun thing is you can have a little money doing it. Those of you who have a gift and like doing this, get on it, do the work of it. I know that right now I have two psychic lines that are hiring angel card readers and also hiring card readers that are working together very strongly to be doing tarot. So, you know, get a hold of me at 928-284-0437 and say, I'm ready. Push that button on JethroSmith.net and your classes are paid for. We start your class every Friday. I'll get with you half an hour on the phone. One of the funnest things that we've had, and this is going through a little bit more of our energy, is we've gotten to experience a very positive person. We nominated her as the Wild One on Wednesdays. We brought her in. She did a lot of work with grief counseling and already had Reiki and experience. She surprised us when she let us know that she was a mermaid, and we all knew that she was a very gifted person. I want to thank and let everyone know that Amy Kavanoff is one of our newest and most founded positive individuals that we have. I want you guys, if you get a chance, to go on and look at Trust Claire and give her a vote of yay. We've got it on, and right now on the website that we're keeping up, we've really seen her just take off. We've got people from all over the world punching on that site, checking up Amy, and our site keeps track of that. So we want you to go in, and if you really care for her and really want to do it, put her down as your favorite. Email to newyorkgate@aol.com. Attention, Peggy North. I vote for her out of my 25 psychics. One of them is Amy Kavanaugh. I know a lot of you guys have teased me. If you spell the last name Wild, I've done it. She won't get mad. She'll just tell you how it is, or she'll laugh and doesn't even bother. So just put down Amy Kavanaugh and get her voted in. She's really working hard here. And you've waited a while, working hard. 803, it's you and me. How are you doing, 803?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Chelsea.
Hello, Chelsea. This is Psychic Jethro. I welcome you and thank you for calling in to Psychic's Gone Wild.
My question was, well, it's not that specific, but I was just curious to know if there's any messages from maybe my father who had passed.
Okay. I'm feeling some energy with you, and I feel like you're also really tired. I'm getting a lot of energy with you, and that's so. I am going to talk with it. I am going to. You said with your. I feel like that he is. I feel like there's something else going on with your father that he's passed, and I feel like he's right now. Something else is happening now. Your mom is not dealing with this real well.
No, she's not.
That's what I feel, and that's what I'm getting, Chelsea. And I do encourage you to, you know, this is real hard. I feel like your dad is around there, but he's trying to help your mom. You know, that when they pass, he does love you. He is on the other side. He's just another dimension. And what's really the hardest for us that are grieving is we're missing them. It doesn't make it any easier, but I do feel like he's there's something going on with you that he kind of worked with you on, and he's still trying to make it happen over there. You and him had talked about doing some things that you wanted to have in your future?
Maybe that could probably... We talked about college, maybe. That could be what he's thinking of.
That's what I'm feeling. I feel it is with your school. I also feel that you've got a lot going on right now, that you're very much like him in the fact that you really... You're very much, when you get a thought, you can't let it go. I don't want to say obsessive, but you're very stubborn.
Yeah, that's true.
It is very true. It's very good. And I'll tell you what I'm getting with this. I need you, if it's okay, to get permission. I know this is going to hurt a little bit, but it's just so that I get guidance permission. He keeps fading with me, and I keep seeing that he is trying to help. I do see that this hasn't been. How long has this been, can I ask you?
How long has he been passed away?
Yes.
He passed away in February of this year.
Okay, so this is pretty much you guys are dealing with this. You've gotten through. I do feel that there was some other things happening. The guys, he didn't really want to go yet. He did say he would help you. I also feel with you that there's also some other situation going on here. You do need to get with someone like Amy. You know our Friday night show. You need to call in and talk. One of the things is, especially with this grief counseling and with when someone's lost a love like you have. I have a son. I don't have the same thing you did as a dad, and I feel that you know your energy and your energy is also telling me that you've pretty much put your things together. I need you to go ahead and talk with me just a little bit? Kind of give me a little bit what's going there, because you're really tired, and I feel like your dad's trying to talk to you at nights, but you're not sure what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, lately I've just got my first job, so I've been, you know, I go to school 5 days a week, and then on the weekends I go straight to work. Like, from the moment I wake up, I, you know, have an hour to get ready, and then I'm off to work, and then I stay there until, like, 9 o'clock at night. So when I come home, I'm, like, so exhausted. So I have, like, no free time anymore. And it's just school and work every weekend and during the week. It's just that. So
That's a great quality with your stubbornness, just like you and him are alike. And, you know, I know he's proud of you, and I can tell you from the energy as you started to deal, that's why his concern is the tire, but he also knows why you're doing it. You're doing it so you can be somebody. You're putting this effort into getting this done, and it's up to you now, and what you're doing is you're keeping your word with him. I get tears, but I get tears of a little bit of energy. I'm a little concerned about your mom. I feel like your mom is not really, it's like she's not getting to talk a lot of this out, or she's not getting to let other people know that it's kind of shocked her. It's left her bitter.
Yeah, she's been taking it kind of badly because, well, I mean, we all have, but she, you know, her definitely, because, well, he was retired, so she spent, like, every day with him, and it's just been, like, so, like, a different environment for us, so it's been kind of hectic, and we were told that he wasn't gonna die as quickly as he did, so it has been a really big shock on all of us.
That's why if you can get your mom near that radio Friday and have her listen in, because this is the area. This is why the angels and the guides brought you here. This is what your mom's telling me, too, as your mom's guide. We need to get her around and you guys around to listen to this radio show. Amy, this is her area. I mean, I've seen her, and it helps. I mean, you know, you've got to cry. You've got to grieve. You are going to miss him for quite a while. I recently just lost my mom. I know when the energy's on the other side. I also know that your mom and you are very much handling this at different ratios, and this is where this grief counseling and this comes in, because I do feel that he loves you very much. I do feel that he's really, your mom and him had so intense of a love that right now she's still in a little bit of PTSD, that post-traumatic stress disorder, because she's stressing. She really was shocked, and it's like you just said there, you didn't either one know. I keep hearing from him from the other side that he said it's kind of, he's having you help a little bit. He wants you to kind of, you to be the stronger one and kind of snap her out a little bit. You know, you're a strong person, and you loved your dad just as much, but the thing that's happened is you and him have a uniqueness, and so does your mom. You're handling it, but your mom is still in shock. It's like we got to bring her back to now and then going on. And the angels keep telling me that it's like I feel like it's okay for her to be a little mad. She's got anger in there, and she needs to take it and vent somewhere. Yell at the neighbors. Take it out on the salesman. They always call on the phone. You know, just do it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can definitely see that anger in her. Like, she definitely holds it back, and then sometimes she just has those, like, outbursts where she just lets it go all at once, but that's, you know, that's not really healthy, so she definitely needs to talk about it more. She definitely keeps her feelings inside.
It's a common practice. We all grieve in different ways. I also see a really good positive thing, too, that by her doing this and sharing with some other people, and, you know, we have quite a few people listening in. We're doing a special on themixtalk.com. Me and Amy are going to do a one-hour special over there and take it to A1 Psychic Radio and a couple other ones. And they've asked, basically, to do a show, and then they'll tape it, and we'll run it through the country to help individuals such as your mom and such as you, because, you know, we do know the loss. I do know that I'm hearing from your dad that he's making jokes. He's talking about like flags. He keeps waving flags like he was into car racing or something. He keeps showing me flags, like, you know, he's waving the okay, here's the red flag, here's the white flag. He's making jokes like boom 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 with you, go. You know, he wants you to go. He wants you to continue on. He's very proud of you, like you were his achiever. He's telling me you're very much an achiever.
I definitely, I try to be. Most of my siblings, they, you know, they went off and did their own thing, but I want to, like, I'm striving to do, like to better myself more and more each day. So I do it the best I can.
And I, you know, and we've got some very good, compassionate people, you know, and they're telling me, I'm also getting here and I'm getting some help with someone who went through it. They're telling me that your mom is like protecting you. She's doing through this and it's helping her, you know, and it's like this person is a very strong, gifted person. If you get a chance to go and get into, you know, the room tonight, make sure you get in a little bit and type. We've got some phenomenal people in there that can help you with it. I do feel that, you know, and he's telling me on the other side that he knows that, you know, that you, he knew that you were like that. You know, I love what you just said there, because you try, and that's the thing. You also knew that you could always talk with him. He says that he still kind of comes in at nights and checks, but when he's checking on you at night, he's, it's kind of like you and him used to have this time that you talked outside by the, in the backyard. He's showing me the backyard.
We did one time. We didn't normally talk in the backyard. We mostly talked in the car because he would drive me everywhere.
Cool.
But we did have one talk together in the backyard, and we had, it was like one of those big discussions about like what's going to happen when he passes and stuff like that.
That's what he's talking about, and that's what he was really, that was the hardest thing for him, and that was the really, you know, he, if you noticed there, you guys did talk, but he's never but one step away, and so you can understand, as we go and we prove this with pictures, and we go through, you know, that work, and to, you know, as we go into some of the other stuff that we have, and we're going into here too, is that we look at the energy, and it's like the guys are telling me to let you know very strongly that they let him come back and forth, and you're still very much his. It's just like your mom and the rest of the family and the other energies. He's never that far from you guys. It was a sad situation there, and I do understand what you guys went through. The guides didn't, you know, they also knew that, you know, you have him on the other side, not only protected, but you also have him really working with you spiritually to be able to get some other situations happened here. You've got a brother.
Yes, I do.
Your brother's going to be going through some difficult stuff, and your dad's going to help him that way on the other side. And part of the guides are telling me with it is he's going to be over there stronger, where if he was here physically, he couldn't do the things he can do to help. Your brother's going to get through some of this other stuff that's been bothering him.
I'll make sure to tell him that.
Tell him his dad loves him very much and that he's still helping. He's letting me know that. He said that he knows that sometimes it wasn't, it isn't always what it looks like to be. Your brother's had problems with other outside stuff that really he didn't have a say in, or other people tried to get him involved in something here. He's tried to deal with peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he's gonna do it. Yeah, let him know. And I hope, am I helping you? I really feel like we're getting real. You're a very strong woman. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah, you're helping, and you know this information does, it really helps like the whole family too. So I definitely like to pass on the messages.
I love that. I think that's very good, and I want to thank you with what you're doing. You said work and going to school, and you know, just I know my prayers go out. I also see a really positive thing happening for you as life goes into this work here. If you get a chance, please go on my site and look at this for your future, because this is something where you see the blessings from parents and people that go, and you know I get the chills every time I talk to you. And part of it is I had a very good blessing. If you know that I have my book out, Living in the Psychic Realm, my son's aura was very, very blue, very, very strong. And after he passed, I would have a lot of blessings from the angels, a lot of times pennies, or I'd find feathers, and they were beautiful feathers. And the really coolest thing is I went and got the book. My son always told me, continue, you want to write the book. And I would tease my son, you know, my son that's alive, you've heard of Ryan, he's on the show, and my other son, Jeff, who's on the other side, and they would have me tell them these stories of their, you know, their godmother Maggie and their teacher Maggie's and my teacher Abby, and I would tell them these stories that have happened and these people that I learned my psychic from, and they said everybody wanted to read it. And I kid you not, I went and did the work, I put the book in, and the company that the Balboa Press picked the cover for me, and I really didn't have much say. And they turned around and sent me the cover. If you look at my book, it gives me the chills. That's the same way your dad's going to relate to you. He's just there. He's just working. He'll come in and help you where he's needed. He says that you would make a very good lawyer or businesswoman. Lawyer. He's saying that you do very well in legal. Are you real good at are you very meticulous? Because, lawyers and legal, check the paperwork, dot your I's, make sure with detail. He's telling me, it isn't just achiever, that you would make a very good aggressive, there's money. And they're telling me that you would make a very good aggressive, assertive attorney, a good businesswoman attorney.
I never thought about going into that career, but I can be aggressive. I definitely am aggressive sometimes. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you're pretty aggressive, and I can see what your dad's saying, and I do see this in the future. And if you get a chance, like I said, we'll do a picture email reading, so much more than what you're getting here through the phone on the radio with it, because I keep seeing this now. I do readings. I read people's palms, and I can tell you a lot by a person by the energy. When you reach up and touch your palm, do you know where your your finger, your pointing finger, where you got your thumb, and then your next finger is your pointing finger?
Yeah.
Take your hand. Okay, now which hand do you write with?
My right hand.
Okay, then take your left hand and reach over to your right hand and touch that mound right there. That's right there when your finger, right at the bottom of the finger there on your pointing finger. How big is that mound compared to the rest of your hand?
I guess it's kind of in the middle.
Okay, so then we'll go right down, count yourself like 1, 2, right to where the line is right there. Your fate line is coming across your hand. And do you feel another mound, or is that a hollow, like it's a hole?
Like a hole.
You definitely got a lawyer on you. That's not normal. That's what they're telling me. See, and this is what, you've got all of the physical and the positive attributes to not only be a lawyer, but be a very successful financial one. What I also like is you're going here and you read on to the other energy, go right along to the next finger, the finger you're not supposed to put up with the middle, the Saturn one, right there where that mound is. Tell me what you feel right there when you touch that with your index finger.
It's kind of small.
So is it smaller than the one you had just with your pointer finger?
Yeah.
Okay, so business would be okay, but you would end up having business, and then your life would take a change, and you would end up taking the business degree into something else. So business is a secondary choice. Let's go right along here. Do you mind doing this with me tonight?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Kind of cool. Thank you. It's kind of cool to go through the radio to do it. This is the first time I've done it through the radio. Look at your hand. Go right along to your Venus, your love finger right there, right between the pinky and the middle finger, and touch the mound there and tell me what you feel there.
It's also small, but a little tough.
Okay, there's where that headstrongness comes in. This is your compassion, your Venus, your love mound. It also, this tells me with that size and what I'm feeling with you and the energy is you will be married one time. If this don't work out for you, you will choose to become single, which says you'll probably divorce the person, and you will not marry again. It's just how you roll. It's how you are. This is the part of it. Let's go right on to the really cool, and this is my favorite one, this little pinky finger, your social finger, and this is your Mercury mound, which is people. Reach, and as you're going right along with your finger, touch your Mercury mound.
Okay. It's pretty tough, but it's not so small.
There's where I confirm you as a lawyer. There's also why I can affirm you really being very good in some other areas. You could make an okay counselor, but you're pretty soon your patience would go, okay, people, You know, I've worked with you for a year. Get on with it. You know what I'm saying? I also see you go really strong and working with some other work and some other energies too, that I see you taking this happening, and I see you doing this. This is where I'm getting the buzz and the positive from your dad on the other side. And know that, you know, I don't want to say favorites, but you and I know that you and your dad were real close, and I also know that your dad is very admirable over the fact that not only are you working and going to school, but you are stubborn. You're also, like we said, a little more than assertive. And this is a compliment for him, because through his life with other things, there was times that he admires that. You know, you have something of your mother's too that's really unique. Your mother has a way of looking at things that really is unique in itself. It's a gift.
I'm trying to think. She definitely knows how to, like, read people, like, not like in a psychic sense, but, like, she could tell, like, if she can trust a person right away or something like that. I know she could do that.
She's very good people. Yeah, she's very good with that, with her stomach, and it's a form of what we call with it. It also, you know, and I also see her really working in. I see her going through some other stuff, too, that she's learned through the energies of with people to be able to handle that and to continue on with her energies and let herself also become very psychically developed and working with the energies that she holds a lot of her energies. And like you said, it's kind of how she is. She's a good judge of character is what we call it. I love this, that we've gotten to do this tonight. I really hope I helped you. You've made my night fun. And let me know, you know, as you're doing the palm, obviously, you're going to hear this. You know, get a hold of me later at psychicjethro@aol.com. I do work with a lot of, especially the different lines of it. This is old school that I was showing you tonight on the phone, but it's really fun to sit down and do this. And then what's cool is you always balance those within the two. There's a lot of people who will go through all the lines and you add all that and you look down and, you know, when we're sitting there, if I were to see a crescent mound or notice with your right under your thumb, there's your Mars. Now look at how much that is. If it starts at your thumb and it goes way down into your wrist, it means you have a very hot temper.
It doesn't go to my wrist.
Cool. Okay, well, good. We're safe. You may be ornery, but you're still, you know, you can still be dealt with. You know, you're not the queen off of Alice in Wonderland. Where's my pig? Give me my pig.
Yeah.
So you're the socially acceptable one. Okay, and we've got about 2 minutes left. Would you like to give me any question, or how are we doing here?
I don't have any questions that I can think of. Maybe like relationship wise.
Okay, relationship-wise, you would like to know who you're going to date, or you have someone you'd like to ask about?
Maybe just who I could be dating in the future.
Okay, yeah, because I don't see that right yet. I kind of see you need to, there's more than other factors here for you with the dating, but I see you dating a dark-haired guy like named Greg. They keep saying that he's got dark hair, and he's kind of got like what I would call like curly hair. You know, it's like he's a nice person. I see it. I see you dating him. I see that he is very much, it's like college.
Oh, okay. That's good, because I don't like the kids in my school. They're kind of immature, the boys, so.
And your dad is real grateful of that. That's really funny. But it's like, that made me laugh. And that's wise. And I'll tell you what's even better is you do want to enjoy life, and it is good to date. But I also am hearing some real guide work from some other people's guides that are telling you, even if you don't really like the guys, do give a chance. You can date and just go out, just, you know, kind of. But I also see part of your school's a little bit of a problem, that you've got some people who are not able to understand what they're doing.
I guess maybe some friends of mine that we're not as close anymore, that could be it. Like, they kind of treat me differently now that they've moved on and they got different friends, so that could be it.
That's what I get. And, you know, we all go through it, and they actually did you a favor. Now, your mom's going to come on and give her permission to talk to us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I could feel it. I feel you're a very honest person. You're also too ornery to be messing with me. It's like you're pretty on with what you're doing. I thank you, Chelsea, and my hat goes off to you. I respect, and I look forward to hearing your mom on Friday night with me and Amy and Reverend Jay, if you get a chance. And if you do miss with that, you know, know that we're in the archives. If you can get your mom to listen in to, we have some Friday night shows here on the archives that you can send her on email or have her listen to, and it pretty much discusses what we've been talking about and some really good ways of working with the guides. We've been doing out-of-body experiences, talking with our guides, working with the angels, a lot of work in that area.
Okay, I'll make sure to tell her, and I guarantee you she'll be there.
Thank you. Bless you, and I got to run. We got 20 seconds left, and please keep following us and tell all your friends to listen in.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and bless you. We've got about 16 seconds. I want to thank all of you. We've had quite a few call in. This is our Sunday. This is why we do it, to help people, and I feel like we have helped you, Jesse, tonight, Chelsea, and you've got me a little emotional. At this point, I'm going to thank everyone. Get off the work and go back to what I need to do, and that's reading on the phone. Bless you all, and good night.